Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're cutting through the noise to demystify cybersecurity, specifically for you, the financial services professional, maybe the mortgage broker. We're diving deep into your provided sources on cyber survival, focusing on tangible security measures and, crucially, ASIC compliance.
Yeah, and it's fascinating, isn't it, how cybersecurity has shifted. It's really not just an IT task anymore. It's become a core professional responsibility.
Right.
And that landmark ASIC VRI advice group case, that federal court ruling really hammered it home. Inadequate cyber measures aren't just, you know, bad practice. They're actually a breach of legal obligations under the Corporations Act.
Which sections were those again?
Sections 912A and AH. They demand efficient, honest, and fair service, plus adequate risk management systems.
Mm-hmm.
And the benchmark for adequate, the Australian Cybersecurity Center, the ACSC. That's who ASIC looks to.
Okay, that ruling sounds pretty serious. It feels like a big shift for brokers. But, you know, for someone juggling client deadlines, tons of paperwork, where do they even start with all this cyber stuff? Is it really just a few key steps, or is it, you know, way more complex?
Well, that's the good news. The sources really simplify it. You don't need to become a cyber expert overnight. Phew. It really boils down to five clear, kind of non-negotiable steps. Things that drastically cut your risk and build resilience. Let's start with what we're calling your digital deadbolt.
The digital deadbolt. I like that. Okay, what are we talking about?
Multi-factor authentication, MFA. Simple concept, huge impact. It makes accounts something like 99% less likely to be hacked.
99%.
Yeah, it's an incredible number. And it really changes the game for attackers. It makes breaking into your account just too much effort usually.
Yeah.
So they move on. It defeats common attacks like credential stuffing. The ACSC, they rate it as a top three measure. Essential.
Okay, so where should you prioritize putting this digital deadbolt?
Good question. Definitely your primary email, your CRM system, banking portals, obviously, and cloud storage where you keep client files. And use proper authenticator apps, Google Authenticator, Microsoft Authenticator, Authy. They're much stronger than just getting a text message code.
And the ASIC angle here?
Well, using MFA clearly demonstrates you're taking adequate risk management seriously. It shows you have reasonably appropriate controls in place. Ticks that box.
Okay, step one, MFA. Got it. What's next? You mentioned Post-it notes.
Ah, yes, ending the Post-it note nightmare. We're talking about secure password management.
Huh, yeah, I think we've all seen passwords stuck to monitors. Seems almost funny, but it's a huge vulnerability, right? So a digital vault.
Exactly, a password manager. This stops that dangerous domino effect, you know, where if one password leaks, attackers try it everywhere. And the ACSC, they really emphasize password length, not just complexity.
And length over symbols.
Yeah, think of a memorable phrase like a purple guitar ocean window. Easy to remember, hard to crack. Password managers like 1Password, Bitwarden, LastPass, they handle creating and storing these. Plus, they offer another cool benefit. They often only autofill passwords on the legitimate website.
Oh, so if you land on a fake phishing site.
Exactly. It won't fill it in. Acts like an automated red flag. From an ASIC view, this gives you a structured, auditable system for managing credentials. It really strengthens your risk framework.
Makes sense. Okay, next up, software updates. This often feels like, you know, background noise, annoying pop-ups.
Yeah.
But I suspect it's more critical closing those open windows.
It's absolutely vital. So many major cyber attacks. Think of WannaCry ransomware, which was devastating.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it exploited known vulnerabilities. And the thing is, patches, fixes had been available for weeks, sometimes months. I heard about the small business. They got absolutely crippled by ransomware. Turned out the vulnerability was patched months earlier. They just hadn't updated. It really shows it's not just an IT chore, it's basic defense.
So keep everything updated.
Everything. Operating systems, applications, your website software like WordPress if you use it. The ACSC says patching is critical. Best bet. Automate updates wherever you can. And critically, get rid of any end-of-life hardware or software, stuff that's no longer supported. For ASIC, this is about managing foreseeable technology risks. It ties into your duty to provide services efficiently.
Right. Efficiently means securely, too. Okay, on to backups. You called this the digital spare key, the ransomware recovery plan.
Yes. If ransomware hits, a good backup is often your only way out without paying. A robust, regularly tested backup strategy is probably the single most effective defense. And make sure you're using real backup services, not just file sync like Dropbox Basic, which can sometimes sync the encrypted files.
Oh, good point. So what's the gold standard here?
It's called the 3-2-1 rule. Pretty simple. Three copies of your important data on two different types of media, like, say, a local hard drive and the cloud. And crucially, one copy stored off-site. Cloud backup with versioning is great for this.
And you mentioned testing?
Absolutely essential. Test restoring your data at least quarterly. Make sure it actually works. For ASIC, this is fundamental for cyber resilience, business continuity, core adequate risk management.
Okay, final step. Vetting tech vendors. Checking their digital license, you said.
That's right, because your security isn't just about your systems anymore. ASIC calls third-party exposure the new front line in cyber risk. Think about your CRM provider, cloud storage, even your IT support.
You can't just hand off the responsibility then.
No, you absolutely cannot outsource the ultimate responsibility for protecting your client data. So proactively vetting your vendors is key. It shows due diligence in managing your supply chain risk.
What should brokers be asking these vendors?
There are five key questions from the sources. One, data sovereignty. Where is my data actually stored? Which country's laws apply? Two, data encryption. Is it encrypted when it's being sent and when it's stored? Three, access control. Who at the vendor company can access my data and why? Four, security assurance. Do they have certifications like ISO 200701 or SOC2 reports? Independent proof of their security? And five, incident notification. How and when will they tell me if they have a breach affecting my data?
That seems like a solid checklist. And for ASIC.
It provides a clear evidence trail, proof of your due diligence, crucial for showing you have that adequate risk management system.
Okay, so we've covered MFA, passwords, updates, backups, and vendor vetting. That's a lot, but it feels manageable broken down like that. What does this all really mean for you, the listener, the professional, handling all this sensitive client info? It sounds like these five steps aren't about becoming a tech wizard overnight.
Not at all. It's about establishing a new baseline, a new professional standard, building confidence in how you operate.
Right. Confidence for you and for your clients and for the regulator.
Exactly. If you connect it all up, it's about taking control, building resilience, and yes, having that clear, defensible record for ASIC if they ever ask. Which I guess brings us to the main point, really. It raises that important question. What's the first decisive action you are going to take, maybe today, to secure your business?